You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
DJI's new palm-sized drone responds to a wave of your hand by Michael Kalor. Isn't DJI's new drone just the cutest little thing? The new DJI Spark is much smaller than other quadcopters on the market. The body is about the size and weight of a can of LaCroix. It arrives in mid-June for $500. It shoots HD video, has a two-axis gimbal stabilizer on the camera, and comes with onboard software that mitigates shake and shutter roll. It tops out at 31 miles per hour and stays aloft for 16 minutes. Not crazy bonkers specs, but it is just so tiny. But by far the coolest Spark feature is its gesture-controlled flight mode, allowing you to send the drone overhead to take an aerial photo of you and your buds with just simple hand movements. When you turn it on and hold it out in front of you, the Spark uses the camera to look for its pilot. The camera spots you, and then the Spark springs to life and starts hovering. From there, gestures take over. Hold up a palm and move it side to side, and the Spark follows your hand. Wave at it, and it flies 10 feet away, keeping you centered in the shot. When you walk around, the drone continues to track you. A two-handed picture frame gesture snaps a photo. And when you're done, wave at the Spark, hold out your hand, and it flies down and lands in your outstretched palm. Your phone stays in your pocket the whole time. There are some automated software controls in the companion app as well. Quick Shots, a series of predetermined dramatic action shots, let you command the Spark with one tap in an app. Make it do an overhead zoom out, a sweeping crane shot, or a circular orbit. You end up with a complex, epic-looking shot that you can edit and share right from the app. A separate phone-based remote control is available as an add-on, same with DJI's first-person video goggles, which compare with the Spark. And size matters. A one-pound drone just 7 or 8 inches across is something you can toss into your backpack without a second thought. DJI's next biggest flyer is the $1,000 Mavic drone that folds up, also small but not this small. Unique has the similarly priced but still bigger Breeze drone, and GoPro entered the market last year with its own folding drone, the $800 Karma. But all of those require some sort of remote control, not to mention some expertise. With the Spark, ease of use is taken to the extreme. Most consumers just want a drone that's easy to pilot, something they can take out of the box and start using to shoot shareable video right away, without crashing it or spending hours learning how to fly it. The Spark's gesture-controlled mode gets new pilots flying and snapping and sharing in just the first few minutes, without having to futz with a controller or an app. And that's an airtight consumer experience.